This next story was featured on episode 12 of the Whorecast. This was our intern Ladyface's debut. This is an interview she did with one of her friends and coworkers from the Portland area, who goes by Diana in this story. She'll talk about her experience in the sex industry. And on the Whorecast, we had to cut the story short because, again, it just got a little too racy. There's poop in this story. So, we did not include that part on episode 12, but here is the story, the uncut extended version with poop. Enjoy.
Hello, Whorecast listeners. This is Ladyface making my first recorded appearance on the podcast. So far, I've just been behind the scenes and blogging. But I'm up here in Portland, Oregon this week with my friend Diana, who I'm visiting and staying with, and her wonderful dogs. We have a house full of dogs right now. It's pretty amazing. But yeah, this is Diana.
Hello. This is Diana.
We will call me.
Oh.
Was that a cat?
I think that was a cat.
Pause.
All right, pause for cat adventures. All right, and we're back. We had a little animal adventure just now. three dogs and one cat. So it's a fun dynamic in this house.
You might hear some sounds in the background.
Yes. So I'm here with Diana, and we're just going to talk a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into sex work.
So I'm originally from the Midwest, and I moved to the Bay Area when I was 19. And I noticed that a lot of people who were my age and living in the Bay were probably there for college and or were from Southern California or nearby and had a lot of familial support or at least money coming from family to support them. I had a lot of like trust fund friends and things like that. And I didn't have that kind of security net.
Do you have any favorite clients or favorite stories you'd like to share? I know you have some amazing stories.
It was pretty soon after I started giving massages, I received an email from a guy who was really interested in having me pee on him. Mm-hmm. And I had never heard of that. I was, you know, I thought that I was a perv and was, you know, open to a lot of stuff, but I had no idea that somebody would want me to pee on them for money. So I said, sure, that I would, you know, be totally open to that. And I met him at a hotel down the street from the hot tub place. and met this very normal looking guy. He told me that he worked at UC Berkeley, which was up the street, so, which is probably true. He told me that he was just really disgusting and that he just really liked to be peed on and he was lower than shit and just went on and on about what a horrible, disgusting, worthless human being he was. And me, my 19-year-old self, like, very compassionate, very, like, empathetic, and, like, just starting to go to therapy for the first time, I was like, you know, like, everybody, I just started to comfort him. I was like, everybody has their thing, you know, like, if pee's your thing, that's okay, you know, like, that's cool, it's fine, it's pee. Some people drink their pee when they wake up in the morning, like, it's fine, you know, I'm just trying to normalize it and, you know, tell him that it's okay, and which he kind of looks at me puzzled, you know.
Like he'd already started the scene and you were not following.
Exactly. I was clearly not following the scene whatsoever. I was just like, I thought we were just chatting, you know. I was just like, wow, okay. Kind of abruptly, we decide to start with the peeing, and I stand over his head, and I remember this, like, I can just imagine it, perfectly in my head. We laid down some towels underneath his head on the hotel pillow, and he had the TV on to make sure that there was no noise transference, and this was around Christmas time, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the, like, claymation was playing. I can't ever watch that movie ever again.
Oh,
like,
boy.
That would help me. And so I stand over him, and I'm holding on to the headboard, and I just can't pee. I made sure that I drank so much before I went there, because I knew it was going to be challenging, but there was just, like, nothing, like, there was no possible way I was going to be able to pee. So I just really focused. It probably took me 5 minutes, which seemed like 5 hours at the time, to finally get peeing, and... from all of the pushing and concentrating, I, like, could feel that I also needed to shit. So, I finally pee on him, and he's very pleased with that.
Warning, 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 danger, 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 this is the part where they talk about poop. Just prepare yourself. It's a good story. It's worth listening to. You're gonna want to, you know, stomach through it, but...
He made sure that he had the towels to... save for himself. And I told him, I was like, so I know that you were into poop, and, you know, I feel like I could probably shit right now. And he just perked up immediately. He was like, really? Seriously? And I was like, yeah, I think that that could happen right now. And so he was like, oh, he was just so ready. And I, you know, for a moment attempted to shit on him. And I knew that there was just absolutely no way. Like, after a couple of minutes of standing over him trying to poop, I was like, no. I was like, how about, this is when I was just, like, thinking on my feet quick, 19 years old, from Indiana, trying to figure this out. I was like, how about I shit in the toilet and then I shove your head in it?
There
he was like,
go.
Perfect. I have no idea how I came up with that off the cuff like that. But
MacGyver of him.
Yeah, totally MacGyver move. And I, you know, I shit, embarrassed in front of this strange man. And I, you know, take him over and very gently kind of lead him. It was more of a leading rather than a pushing his head into the toilet thing.
If you'd like to, even though I know you're a perfectly wonderful human who's totally normal.
Yeah, totally. I was really just trying to, I felt like I was trying to, like, normalize the situation the whole time. I pushed him in, his head into the toilet, and, you know, he gargled for a second, and, you know, I kind of just, like, kept his head there, and then immediately upon pulling his head out of the toilet, he pulls a handful of my shit and pushes it into his mouth and through his teeth and started rubbing it on his front teeth.
At least you're a really healthy person.
Yeah.
Probably aren't too many weird toxins and things in there.
So I feel so disgusted and shocked by that, that I vomit immediately. I projectile vomit all over this man who was pushing my shit into his teeth. And he came. He was just so excited that he just started rubbing my vomit in his hair. He had my shit in his mouth. He was covered in my urine. And he was just, yes! Yes! I mean, he was in heaven. I mean, he was, his dick was so hard. He was so pleased with everything. And I was completely traumatized. I was just like,
oh, no.
I was seriously, like, just sitting there, like, what the fuck just happened? I was like, I just peed on someone for the first time, which turned into them eating my shit, and then I vomited on them. Like, and they wanted me to do all of this. And it wasn't until he handed me, I think it was $1,100 at the time, that I was like, oh, that was fine.
Yeah, and that was probably, like, rent for several months, right?
I was like, oh, that's fine. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's perfect.